It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
My favorite song. My God, my favorite song. And no one's here to make fun of me. Look, look, listen, listen. I mean, here's me. I'm going to wrap this out, right? I'm telling you, see, it's always good when I do it by myself.
That was incredible.
It's like that show. It's like that show. It's like that movie, Mystery Man. Did you ever see that show, Mystery Man?
I don't
think
so.
It's like lost in the annals of moviedom as Mystery Man with all these subpar superheroes who have to go and save an actual good superhero. And one of the guys, his talent was that he could turn invisible, but only when no one was looking at him. And that's kind of how I felt about that. It's like
only when no one's looking at him.
Yeah. So I can only like wrap that out when there's no one here. Because if someone's here, then they're all, oh, you're not really doing it. You're lip syncing. You're like Britney Spears. You're worse than Nick Cannon's wife, whatever her name is. Can't do nothing. First and last time that she's ever been named.
I mean,
her.
I can vouch for you at this point, though.
What, the Nick Cannon's wife can't sing?
Well, both that and
she
that
can
you
sing.
Just
she
it
can
out.
Sing. She can
yeah,
sing.
She's not. She's all right.
Oh, those guys! I can hear it. I can hear it. Send those complaints. Send those complaints right here to the Facebook. Send them to Facebook. Send them to Facebook. Facebook. Darren Copeland Experience. Because you know that. Okay. Can we do a poll? Can we do a poll? Can we do a poll? We can do a poll. We have Mile High. I forgot. Listen, this is so great. This is like a woman who's always dreamed of dancing going to New York City and to the most exclusive strip club ever. And she's like, what? We can have a poll? That's awesome. That's how I feel right now. We can do a poll. And it's not that type of poll because that would be disgusting. You wouldn't want to see me on it. And it would only last a short period of time because I would fall off it, break my ankle, and then have to be carried off. And the only reason that would be any interest at all to anyone was because the baby oil would then have to be cleaned up, not just with water, but with something else, as they dragged me down across the floor. That's a terrible experience. But this poll is much better. We can put a poll. Nick Cannon's wife. I just put it like this. Nick Cannon's wife? Right? Okay, just put that. Nick Cannon's wife? I guess that would be called if you were to use the technical term, if you know, my late mother was an English teacher, and she would be very upset with me that I didn't actually say it would be a question mark. So what that was is the technical term would be question mark rather than Nick Cannon's wife. All right. I understand that I have a bit of crazy. I understand. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. You have to understand something that during the day, I feel like I'm at an AA meeting. I feel like I'm just exposing myself to you guys as if you were my support group. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm proud of it. I'm a house husband. All right, I get the kids to school. My wife goes to her job where she makes a lot more money than I do, and then I do this. I do this because my wife needs me to get it out of my system, because if I don't do this here, then I do that at home and my wife would then kill me. And because she is Venezuelan, there would be ample comparisons to Lorena Bobbitt. And then that would make my name, Darren Copeland Experience, synonymous with someone getting their something chopped off. And I would be sad. And I don't want to be associated with that. So let's, you're looking at me again like I'm okay. Okay. What?
Nothing.
This is weird. So I'm sorry. Okay, well, so here's the reason why they're crazy like this a lot of times. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, and let me tell you something, 99% of conspiracies are wrong, and that's what they want you to think. But the truth of the matter is this. The truth of the matter is this, is when you have two children, particularly when you are an older father. You know, I'm you know, in my upper 20s. But just, so I have a 2-year-old, who's almost 3, and I have a daughter. And there's a lot of times where I find myself talking to them, having imaginary conversations with my children. It happened today. My daughter, who cannot talk, obviously, because she's 8 months old. Well, not obviously. I mean, she can talk, but I just don't want to, unload her on the world yet, because, I mean, technology, world's not ready for that kind of technology. My daughter, she's so brilliant, but she can't talk yet. But she'll go, ah, la, 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 la. Cuter. Okay. Cuter. It's cuter than that, but blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. You sounded like a turkey a little bit, but.
Turkey?
Yeah. Like a gobble?
Yeah, I got that. I got turkeys. But what happens is so she'll be doing whatever she's doing, blah, blah, whatever it is, these crazy noises that she's making, and I'll wake up in the morning, come on, Alexandra, you don't need your food yet. Blah. Come on, we've been over this several times before. I've talked to you already. It is too early in the morning. Ah, no, we are not going to get into this. It's too early in the morning for you to start back-talking me, Missy. Oh, no, now you're trying to have this discussion with me about whether or not you think it's you know better whether you should be fed or not? Oh, no, no, go back to sleep. It is 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, you are not allowed to get up till 6. Listen, I understand what your brother says, and I understand what your mom says, but this is what I am telling you, that you need to go to bed right now, and that's, listen, if you could walk, I would march you to your own bedroom right now, young lady. Now, here is a pacifier, or as we say in the Latino dialect, chupong. Right, here's your chupong. Oh, no more back sass. It's time for you to go to bed. Time to go to... And so that's kind of what my day is for most of the day, is me just having these conversations about what my kids obviously must be meaning with whatever babble they're talking about. But it's not like, I mean, so actually, if you think about it, it's actually better. I mean, that's what it's like with my daughter. Here's what it's like with my son, who can actually say words that mean things and in both languages. So my son's nickname is El Pulpo. El pulpo.
What's that mean?
El pulpo in English is the octopus, because his hands, he grabs everything. He calls them his grabbies too, and that's the best part, the grabbies, and I hate it, but it's so funny. So this morning, Senor Pulpo comes into the bedroom after having jumped out of bed and came in and has brown all around his face. He looks like a freshman in high school trying to put on his first goatee as he used the marker or whatever it is around his face. He just looked like that. And he has 4 cookies, 2 in his mouth, 1 in each hand, and he can barely contain his enthusiasm. And this is something terrible. I mean, you do not have cookies for breakfast. Who do you think you are, Bill Cosby? All right. And so my wife says to my son, Leonardo, where did you get all these cookies? To which my son said, Mommy, they got into my grabbies, and then I had to eat them. And that is so frustrating to me, because who can argue with that?
Can't.
They were here. I had to take care of it. Look how responsible my son is. My son, the thief, but responsible thief. Goodness gracious. See, this is what's so hard about parenting these days. I mean, you can't. I don't want to see, he's got some weasel in him. He's got some weasel in him. And I love it, but I hate it, because the problem with having a weasel is you got a weasel. And he's a weasel. He's a weasel. Weasel. Little weasel, but a weasel. Weasel. My God. I'm coming, Daddy. As I'm watching him not coming, as he's sitting doing whatever else he's trying to do. Yeah, going the other way. I mean, I used to have a therapist, and obviously it didn't take, and they said one time that words are pejorative sometimes. And some, for instance, if I was to call someone lazy, that's pejorative, where, you know, some, where there's might be something else that's there that's less, you know, uninterested with, you know, working hard. It's something stupid that's less downsized. So I want my I can't call my kid evil because he's not evil. But you can see his mind working, and you realize that if you know, he could be swayed to the dark side. I mean, he's, you know, you can see it working and things kind of going around his head. And I'm, my job solely as a parent of my son is to make sure that he does not turn into the reincarnate of the devil, because he could. I mean, he could go that way, and he'd be very good at it because that's what he does. He's very smart, and he's very cunning and very planning about everything. But, you know, frankly, I just don't want to have to live with having to be the father of the Antichrist. I don't want to live. I don't. You get a bunch of questions, people on your doorstep. You can't go walk the dog. You can't go hang out at the coffee shop because everyone's asking you, so how does it feel to have your husband, dad, your son is the Antichrist? I don't know. How do you feel? About the same. If it was Christ, he'd listen to me, but it's Antichrist. He's not listening to anybody, especially me. That's all I'm saying. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. We'll be right back.